B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Police in Mankato, Minnesota were called to a local car dealership after receiving reports of a woman behaving crudely while parked in the parking lot.
Crudely?
When they arrived at the scene, they found 35-year-old Jennifer Weber lying in the back seat of a four-door Chevy Silverado with her feet in the air.
Oh, boy.
And she was pleasuring herself. In fact, it took about an hour to coax Weber out of the truck. And the whole time, she refused to stop touching herself. She also repeatedly told officers that she thought she was in Florida as well.
Well, there we go. She's right, actually. That would be more appropriate for Florida.
Specifically, St. Petersburg. However, a run of her information revealed that Weber is not from Florida and actually lived 40 miles from the dealership in Minnesota. So she has been arrested.
I'm not so sharp anymore.
Listen to this. An inferno that destroyed a Martinez home on Wednesday was caused by juveniles playing with fire. Investigators said it all started with three youngsters who dug a hole and built a fire in it, but it got away from them. The fire caused an explosion in high power lines and an outage affecting about 8,000 customers. So they messed up big time. About a dozen homes in the vicinity were threatened but saved due to an aggressive firefighting response as the fire immediately went into two alarms. There was apparently like a mushroom cloud in the whole thing.
Holy hell.
Yeah, so the nearest neighbors lost a shed and fences considering how sudden and how close the fire was. They were lucky. On a hill below the property, apparently three boys had been playing with, investigators said they had dug a hole and lit a fire in it. But it took off in the grass. The fire traveled up the hill. There was no way to stop it. The kids tried, though, a witness said. The fireball, so huge and scary for the neighborhood, was caused by the smoke contact with high-tension power lines running above the fire. So somehow or another, the battalion chief said that smoke went straight up into the power lines. At one point, it conducted the energy there, and that's where the explosion happened.
Oh, my God. No, I've never heard of that.
By that time, there was no saving the house. And the owner watching the mop-up declined to comment. The three youngsters who accidentally started the fire were questioned as part of the investigation, and they were released to their parents.
We're sorry.
Yeah.
You can see the power lines lighting up when the mushroom cloud goes up into the sky. It's pretty crazy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. So here, you can see it going up. And I watch the power lines themselves. Well,
I'll catch it later.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow. Oh, no, the fire department.
All right, this is a tragic story. 14 people were killed in Italy yesterday when a cable car crashed to the ground on Mount Maderone, which overlooks Lake Maggiore and other lakes in northern Italy after the lead cable apparently snapped. So it was like a gondola.
Yeah.
A 5-year-old Israeli boy was the lone survivor. He remains hospitalized with multiple broken bones. Israel's foreign ministry said the boy's parents, brother, and two grandparents were among the dead. And Italian media said the other victims were all Italian residents. Italy's transport minister said a commission had been formed to investigate the causes of the accident. Prosecutors will look into any potential criminal charges. The cable car system, which is popular both tourists and locals to go up on Maderone, had only opened a few weeks ago after coronavirus lockdowns were lifted. So a tragic story.
And I heard it was, I mean, it was 50 feet, right? About 50 feet?
I don't know.
And it was weird to hear that everyone except for the kid died. Because, yeah. I mean, that's high, but it's not, there have been higher and people have survived.
Yeah. 29-year-old Pennsylvania man is facing a multitude of criminal charges from police in three central Pennsylvania counties who say he stole four vehicles in rapid succession and led officers on a car chase before being captured in a farm field. Police said Jesse Dean Brubaker's alleged spree began around noon Friday when he stole a vehicle in Lebanon County, Jackson's Township. He abandoned that vehicle when it got a flat tire and OnStar was contacted to shut it down. He then stole a company truck in Elizabeth Township, Lancaster County, after finding the keys in the center console. Workers tried in vain to stop him as he drove away. Brubaker abandoned that truck at a chicken farm in Lancaster County's West Donegal Township.
I hear you have a problem.
he stole a Mazda 6 when the driver left the car running while he approached. Brubaker, while he approached Brubaker to ask what he was doing at the farm. Brubaker next tried to steal a BMW in Dauphin County's Londonderry Township, but was foiled by the owner. Brubaker then drove off in the Mazda 6 and was spotted by the brother of the owner of that car, who called police. Officers from Mannheim Township and Northwest Regional Department began chasing the Mazda and were joined by state troopers as the car headed back to Lebanon County. Finally, around 7:45 p.m., police got the call that the Mazda had been abandoned. Officers said they captured Brubaker in a nearby field around 8 p.m. after a brief foot chase.
So a little crime spree.
A busy day for those guys. All right, and then finally, we will end with this story. Let's go with this one. A block of cheese proved to be the undoing of a man involved in a massive drug conspiracy. Carl Stewart used the EncroChat encryption service in a bid to evade detection, adopting the handle Toffee Force to cover his tracks as he supplied large amounts of illegal drugs. But after the encryption device was busted by law enforcement agencies, Stewart was identified after sharing an image of a block of cheese in the palm of his hand from which his fingerprints were analyzed. Stewart appeared at Liverpool Crown Court for sentencing after he pleaded guilty to conspiracy to supply cocaine, heroin, MDMA, ketamine, and criminal property. He was jailed for 13 years and 6 months. But apparently he was holding on to some Stilton, and they got a picture of it, and they managed to get his... I don't know if they got his fingerprints from the photograph.
How would you do that?
Or not, but his palm and fingerprints were analyzed from the photo.
Oh, they got his cheese prints, Preston.
And it was established that they belonged to Stewart, so it's pretty wild.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The Verge published a story about how this thing called Citizen, an app that appears to encourage vigilante justice, encouraged its users to hunt down the wrong person and presumably bring them to justice in the mistaken assumption that a person had started the Palisades wildfire in Los Angeles last week.
Yeah.
The company was actually offering a $30,000 bounty.
That cannot be a legal thing to do.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Now learning the same company is apparently planning to offer its own private security forces to users. In fact, one Citizen branded patrol car has already been spotted out in the wild. Report
does it look like the Ghostbusters vehicle?
Yeah, further than that. Though digging through internal documents and speaking to former employees who describe a privatized secondary emergency response network that would respond to an app user's request. So,
it's okay, man. We've got it from here.
Thought that was pretty weird. Wow. Okay. How about this one? A North Carolina woman is accused of forging checks and taking more than $150,000 from the church where she worked. Betty Fowler Collins, 79 years old, was arrested and charged with one count of embezzlement and 8 counts of forgery.
I'm sorry, I just thought we could take it.
Collins, who's the church's secretary treasurer, is accused of forging bank checks drawn from the account of Liberty Baptist Church.
Oh, it's for other people.
And embezzling the money from January 2009 to August 2020. She was jailed on $25,000 bond. It's always the one you least expect.
Exactly.
This is a messed up story. An ultra marathon in northwest China became fatal after extreme cold weather struck on Saturday. 21 people were killed in the rugged Gansu province. The 62-mile race kicked off earlier in the weekend when nearly 200 runners clad in T-shirts and shorts under overcast skies near the site along the Yellow River. The route would take runners through deep canyons and up to elevations over 3,000 feet. A mountainous section of the race was hit by hail and freezing rain by midday Saturday, and over 1,200 rescuers were dispatched, but a landslide following the severe weather hampered their efforts, so everything just went
completely
wrong.
Completely effed up.
The death sparked outrage on Chinese social media, mainly directed at the regional government over its lack of contingency planning. Several official weather reports predicted strong winds and drops in temperatures over the weekend. Officials bowed and apologized on Sunday during the news briefing, taking responsibility for the tragedy.
Sorry.
And then we only have time for one more story. out of Washington State. Security at Lincoln Square in downtown Bellevue reported an incident on Thursday. Police said a woman met a man at the mall for a first date, and when he started writing things in chalk in various places outside Lincoln Square, the woman told police she got nervous. Police said the man wrote multiple messages, including "Free Palestine" and "Suicide bombing in the mall," drawn with a little smiley face beneath it.
I'm really going to wow her with this stuff.
Yeah, it's her first date.
Bet I'm going to get laid.
After officers located the man, the woman confirmed that he had written the messages.
Now to close the deal. The bombing gambit.
The 33-year-old man was booked into jail for bomb threats and malicious mischief. So, whoops. And there you go. That is what we have in a short Bizarre File for you this morning.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.